International Airport a year ago. Over $14 million was stolen. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59 points now, the NASDAQ losing 170. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA020214, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Yeah, it's Randall as we launch Happy Hour at 306. Randall, good afternoon. What's up?
I was just on hold. I was going to talk about George talking about everything being so serious, and they were talking about an elephant. And
it's the elephant in Butte, Montana?
Yeah, and there's a connection here in Alabama. It used to be one that used to run around in Birmingham, and her name was Miss Fancy. And, The ending of it probably ain't as like everybody thinks. I mean, she did end up in a circus, I think. So that kind of sucks. But like she would go around to different window sills in Birmingham, and they was different people would feed her. And Birmingham just outgrew her, and wasn't no place for her no more. And so that's kind of how that story went. And I was just trying to bring I wasn't going to tell the ending part, but I just wanted to tell the happy part, man, about everybody used to pet. You know, it's just crazy how Alabama, you know what I mean, had to happen. And then this happened. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just something I want to throw out there to have a little fun with about an elephant. And I guess, anyway, we know why, but. Yeah, I was just chunking that out there, man. If you want me to call back and later on, I will. But I don't ever hang up, so I'm about to hang up now.
The thing we get out of that elephant in Butte, Montana yesterday is an answer to the question, where does an elephant go when it's on the loose? And the answer is wherever it wants. I noticed it avoided going into the casino that's in that video.
say it smelled trouble. And I already knew it knew it was nuts that have been there.
I'd love to know how they wrangled that thing. That would have been interesting to see, but all we had was the elephant taking a tour of Main Street, which is still pretty amusing.
Well, you probably don't want to hear how they done it. I'm sure it has something to do with the air gun.
Well, you know, they may have had to tranquilize it, but you know, you want to save the elephant's life and you don't want anybody to get hurt too.
Yes, sir.
You have to be careful around them. I've been backstage at the zoo in Miami with the elephants, and they're so freaking smart. And the things they can train them to do are unbelievable. They're amazing, amazing beasts. I've had a few women call me that. An amazing beast.
You know, I've called you from, oh my goodness. Every place, and I mean, you wouldn't even believe some of the places I've called you from. And like, I didn't even say it because, but this is the first, even though Ohio, one time I called you from Ohio, and y'all happened to be talking about Ohio for some reason. I don't know why. And it was a place Rich was at, and it was just crazy. But I'm standing in a Dollar General bathroom. I was about to twinkle. And you popped on, so but man, yeah, this is a funny one here. I've called you from a bunch of places, brother, and a lot of them have been in dark places in my life too. And this is probably one of the funny ones though, because they probably stand outside. Cause old dude was like, "What's going on?" I did have to be like, I mean, I had you on speaker, and then like, I'll be standing there listening to me talk like I'm part of rolling. But, man, so Miss Fancy is a good tribute to us, man, because she was something else. And you can just kind of picture people leaving stuff in window sills. Like, if they weren't going to be home, they would leave stuff for her. Like, she had a route, but she did have they had one person that claimed ownership. It wasn't like it just belonged to her, and there was an ownership person involved, it's funny, man. We have, and this thing though, we better not go down that road about dinosaurs. Because just think of that elephant was about 15 foot taller, and the tail was a little longer and crazy and whipped like that. Man, but that's a whole nother. We 2 years from ready to talk about that. We getting there though, Greg. We getting there. People getting there. I swear to y'all. But So anyway, brother, man, it's a good holiday. I don't want to talk about something that you throw out there.
If you don't mind, I'll just interrupt you to do a spot here and there, some news and traffic, and you can do the show. I think you're ready. Come and join us at Bomb Hours, Randall. I do have to get going.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Of all the things there are to talk about, the elephant that got loose in Butte, Montana is our top story today. And just looking at the news. Let's do this. We've got Rich standing by with the weather, and we've got Bomb Hours after the show tonight. We hope you'll come and join us there. I was looking for my copy, and of course, I take this pile out of the studio every morning with the full intention of going home, sorting through it, tossing what's done, and saving the stuff I need, like the copy for Bomb Hours, but I failed to do that. So, hey, guess what? It was upside down.
Well, good.
And I flipped it over. One of the things you'll appreciate at Bomb Hours, those of you who have been through the sticker shock going through a drive-thru at your favorite fast food place.
I'm shocked.
When you look at the menu, when did it become this expensive? With Bomb Hours Victory Grill, real food with a side and a beverage for less than you're paying for fast food. That I'm not even sure how they do that anymore. Does McDonald's still grill the burgers there? I have no idea. But I do know that the burgers at Bomb Hours are grilled over an open flame. As you sit, taken care of by a nice person, great staff over there, customer service is king, and they're saving you money with the Inflation Bites menu, featuring great deals like their one-third pound Grind Tailgate Burger for only $8.99, the Bam Bam Chicken Platter for just $9.99, and there are others, too. A bunch of things you can get for under $10 to come with a side and a beverage. When it comes to wings, Bob brought wings to Alabama in 1981. He was a pioneer. And now they feature $7.99 pitchers of the iconic American Yingling Lager or Flight, just 95 calories, served all day long, 7 days a week, and they pair those with the award-winning wings for one incredible legendary meal. You know, they've won a bunch of awards, my old buddy, who I've known for many more years than I'd care to admit, actually. Best Wings in Alabama, Best American Restaurant in Montgomery, Number One Sports Bar in Troy, Best All-Around Restaurant, Best Chef, Best Wings, Best Dining Experience in Tuscaloosa County. And they're really great and good at all these things everywhere. And on Wednesday nights, we head over there after the show. So come and join us. We're not a cult. We're nice people. And many, many friendships, including one marriage that's happening next month, have come out of our group. So join us at Bomb Hours after the show, and go to bombhours.com to learn more about the menu, catering, and other options. Rich?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Waka waka.
I like it is, baby.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the concert event of a lifetime. Taylor Swift Live. Get your tickets now, exclusively at Ticketmaster.com. It's so easy. Check your text messages for your verified individual access code. Then, use the link in that text and not the Ticketmaster homepage itself to enter the virtual waiting room. When the site crashes, simply log in once more and re-verify your access code and check to see if Ticketmaster shifted the time starts for purchases corresponding to the venue of your choice. The site will crash again. Log back in and re-verify your access code, and after a few short hours of refreshing your web browser, you'll be given the chance to enter the queue to purchase tickets to see Taylor Swift. Unless, of course, you're not a Capital One cardholder, in which case you'll be placed back into the virtual waiting room after simply re-verifying your individual access code unless it's already expired. There's a reason Taylor Swift Live is the toughest ticket of the upcoming summer concert series, and that reason is Ticketmaster, or as I call them, Ticket Bastards.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And now we start.
Ain't no thing.
Here is 316 on News Talk 94.1 FM, WACB, happy hour for Wednesday. As I mentioned, 3 minutes to go, bomb hours after the show. Rosie Brock riding the shotgun. And maybe we'll have a surprise guest. Maybe we won't.
And here they are.
Right now it's me, Rosie, and Jeb. It would be nice if you gave us the big welcome.
Please clap.
Wow. Sure made me feel important. 316, I really didn't know where to start today. I kind of began the morning show with a little bit of a rant on the situation in the city and the city hall meeting last night. And I have some tape of the meeting. I know I'm pretty sure Joey played some of it. I'm not sure about Alabama Unfiltered. I don't get to catch much of what they do. But we have audience changing throughout the day here. And somebody suggested I cue this thing up to about 32 minutes in to hear about the Sitco shooting and the victim. And I believe that's Mr. Calhoun, who is on the mic here. Let's give this a try. You know how it is. This show is a come-as-you-are party. If it's not the right spot, we'll find it.
So first, but let me make this announcement. This is a conversation with the council and the city employees. So this is going to be a conversation, not an argument. I know we kind of have some emotion in here. Every person has 3 minutes to speak to the council. 3 minutes is your limit. Ms. Blaylock will keep the time, and at your time limit, I'll ask you to close it out, and we'll move on to the next person. Thank you. All right, Mr. Jamel Brown, to speak on violence in Montgomery.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let me say this. The mayor made some great points, but Montgomery, Alabama is getting very worse when it comes to violence.
That's encouraging. Obviously, the people there, that's why they're there. Because job one, by the leadership of any city, is to keep the people safe. And they're failing horribly.
It is worse than Memphis, Tennessee at this point.
Wow.
I'm going to just give one example, and then I'm going to take my seat. It's some boys went into a sit-go, Mr. Jim Wright, on Air Base Boulevard, and they had AR-15s. The owner of the sit-go told them, you are not allowed to be in my store. They said, who you talking to? He said, I'm gonna call the police. He called the police. These boys waited in the parking lot. And when the police came and left, guess what they did, Mr. Jim Wright? They ran back past that store and shot that man.
Speak to the council, not Mr. Jim.
Shot that man's store up. And that man had to board his store up. That's not right. We should not have to live every single day in fear of our lives that somebody is going to get hurt.
Hey, hold up.
We should not
Mr. Brown, hold for a second.
Yes, sir.
I understand
pause
the motion.
Your time.
I understand the, you pause your time. Understand the motion. Now, I understand you guys are talking. He's speaking. Let's keep the claps down so we can get through this, okay?
Let's get the what down?
Claps down.
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Calhoun. That's bullcrap. Quit trying to manage the speech of the people of the city. Listen, that's what you guys need to do, is listen. or you're going to have bigger problems than you ever dreamed. Keep the claps down. We are number one in STDs, last I checked.
So I understand that. Okay. Is one or two things going to happen? You're going to do what I ask you to do, or I'm going to ask you to leave.
I don't know that I can listen to too much more of this. We got things spinning out of control. And leadership is more interested in ignoring the passion of the people that took time out of the day to come to this meeting and say, hey, we're worried. Let's listen to a little more.
Thank you.
I can continue.
Yes, sir.
We're tired, Mr. President. You and I have talked about this for many years, and we know that we can never stop the killings, but we can prevent it by supporting Montgomery Police Department. We need to help MPD, and I'm going to be the first person to say, whatever we got to do to raise the salaries of our Montgomery police officers and put more officers on the street to prevent these crimes from happening, we need to look at everything across the board, because I am afraid of West Montgomery's head to you can't even drive in the daylight. It was a big shooting on Fairview just yesterday where I have a congressional candidate. We had to pause to look around, Mr. Reed, to see where the shooting was going at. These boys have mental issues. I agree. They got a problem. But we got to find every resource we can to work together, the city council, the mayor, the community, and MPD to find solutions, or it's going to be a hot summer, May, June, and July. And I'm just warning you that when these kids get out of school, it's going to be pretty hot. And that's all I got to say, and that's all I came to talk about. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
I'll tell you what's encouraging. That's a packed house there.
Yeah.
That's a packed house. But the hot summer, the long hot summer, that's going to be us. If they don't do something, we are not going to solve a forking thing in this town with EV chargers on the west side or smart bus benches. The problems that those people went to talk about yesterday have nothing to do with lack of EV chargers or smart bus benches. That's Pete Buttplug and his left-wing nonsense. And we should start a betting pool. How long will those things still work after they're installed? Days? Weeks? Because what he described in that Sitco robbery was a very brazen group. Now, why it is the police came, knowing that these guys were brandishing automatic weapons and did nothing, I don't know. I think that's a leadership decision. I really believe that the police have very specific codicils in terms of responding. But if they're brazen enough to show up at a private business brandishing those type of weapons, they should be arrested for menacing, for something. Because the message in that arrest is, no, you can't do this here. Instead, the police show up. They're gone. Nothing happens. Nobody, there's no consequences. Then they go in and shoot up the store, which would have been avoided had the police taken them away. Why is that so hard for some of our local leaders to understand? I mean, it really seems pretty simple to me. Maybe we'll listen to a little more of this. It's 3:25. I'm not ready to do that just yet. And I just heard about that. So let's talk about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. When you're in the market for furniture, the important thing is choice. See as much as you can, because you don't want to make a purchase and then, they had exactly what I wanted, but I bought this instead. I settled for less, or I compromised on my goals. With Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings and 60,000 square feet of selection, there's virtually nothing they don't carry there. Get a great sneak preview at shopkaiser.com. That's shopkyser.com. You have two incredible furniture people at Kaiser, Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk, who is a decorator and can help you create a theme, or if you have questions on compatibility with flooring, drapes, whatever, she's there to offer an expert opinion. 50% off top ticket price, so they got you covered on value. And then if you spend $1,000 or more and you want to go 0% with Synchrony, you can do that for qualified customers. And then at the end, your sales tax is going to be lower. It's 8.25% there and not 10% like it is in the city of Montgomery. It is a functional warehouse, nice building at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And you've got expertise to guide you and great value to lure you into Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Again, shop Kaiser, KYSER.com, and 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-729-4040. That's 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, it's Lou Taylor from your local Goodwill. I know April means spring cleaning, so I want to remind you all the stuff you no longer want around your house. Yeah, we don't want it either. You should see what people bring us. Used batteries, my best friend's wedding on DVD, a single shoe. The other day we got a rusty harmonica, which let me play the blues as I sorted through ice trays. Oh, and thanks to whoever donated the half-empty lighter. They let me set everything else you left us on fire. For the last time, people, it's a donation bin, not a dumpster.
It is 3:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's when you know that you've grown up, when financial circumstances in your life say, if you need new pants, go to Goodwill and get them there. And actually, when I was compelled to do that by a situation that, of course, was of my own doing, made me feel good.
Yeah, there's some nice stuff there.
There's a caller on line one.
Yeah, I see.
Let's see. I don't want to go back to that City Hall meeting. Not just yet. We'll take a break from that. All I know is, the bottom line is, it was a great turnout, and there was a lot of passion there. And I would like to think that that would be a huge motivation for the people that were elected to serve the city to do something. I don't want to hear that we're meeting with Selma. What does Selma know about solving problems? They've got, it's worse there than it is here. Like yesterday, it's the blind leading the blind. Our police chief is off, or whatever, suspended, or administrative leave. And has, have they provided a reason for that yet? Have they made it official why it is that he's off the job?
No.
I think we're entitled to know. He is a public servant. If he's not leading the force, who is? What are their policies? What are they being told to do by city leadership? I'm just, you know, I don't mean to oversimplify a problem that has been, this is a big issue when I first came here. Crime, safety. And right now, just about everybody I've talked to would say that's the biggest issue facing Montgomery. But my oversimplification process says that bad people with bad intentions, and we have to admit there's bad people, you cannot save everybody. I'm sorry for whatever circumstances push them in the direction of the devil, but that's just the way it is. A normal society makes accommodations for them called prison so they can't ruin the lives of the rest of us. And my belief is, I mean, I've done 12-step meetings in prisons. I've met a lot of bad people. Some are just irredeemable. But generally, and maybe we've all done something in our life that we did on the sneak. Maybe we drove a little bit too close to the blood alcohol limit, stuff like that. But generally, I don't think the people that are committing the crimes would do it if they thought they were going to get caught. In a normal society, getting caught committing a crime means you're probably going to have some serious consequences. And right now, I don't think the criminal element in this town believes that. I think they actually believe the mayor is their friend. Like we're seeing in New York, we've got a president of the United States going, even Bill Barr, who is not Donald Trump's best friend, said today, this is an abomination, this stupid trial with Stormy Daniels. Bill Barr, former attorney general, no friend of Donald Trump, said this is, because the ultimate consequences for everybody are bad. When they can do this, when they can, for their political purposes only, not to make society a better or safer place, when they can do this to somebody who scares the fork out of them, using and abusing our justice system to put this man, twist him through a meat grinder of stupid, beazel, schmeazit legal cases, trying to bankrupt him. What about the rest of us? In the meantime, you can do just about anything you want in New York City and not have to worry about bail. Unless you're Donald Trump, then they'll lock you up for going to your kid's graduation. We are so off the rails with all of that. And that trickles down here. I mean, I really believe that we have embraced a lot of what New York is going through. But we don't use the same terms like zero bail and stuff. We just let it go. And we have things like initiatives. That's going to put the fear of God into the people that need to have the fear of God installed. 272-9228. If you've got something you would like to say, let me take a couple of moments. First of all, it was a pleasure to have her in as a sidekick yesterday. Pam from AMS Studios in Prattville. Mom's Day is coming up. And not to oversimplify, but spoil people, spoil mom, spoil the mother of your children, spoil grandma, because there's something for everybody at AMS Studios. In fact, I'm going up there soon for my next adventure in microneedling. It's a actually an upgrade from what I've had done already. And all I'm going to do is say, if you're on Facebook, check my cover photo out with Janelle. My skin looks pretty good. And the reason it does is because of the technologies available at AMS. It's called microneedling. And all it does, it's a technology that uses your own body to stimulate elastin to restore some youth to your skin. Really nice. Ashley is a masseuse at AMS, and everybody I know that has had a massage from Ashley says she's one of the best anywhere in the country. So you have that. You have sugar waxing, massage therapy, I mentioned that, professional hair care, nails, spray tanning, and all kinds of specials, body remodeling, ultrasound, cavitation, permanent makeup, a state-of-the-art electrolysis system that is virtually pain-free, and more. So my suggestion, and I'm speaking to guys, just connect with AMS and get a gift certificate there and a nice card, and then let her decide what she would like to have done. It's all state-of-the-art technology, and it works. And it's just a real escape when you walk into the building at 119 East Main in Prattville. You're kind of drawn in by the environment in there. It's relaxing. It's calming. I would like to do a show from there someday. Anyway, AMS-studios.com to find out about the gift certificates. Or if you'd like to call 730-1268, 730-1268. And I think Pam's going to stop by tomorrow, and we'll take a little bit of a deeper dive on some of the services they offer. We are at 338, so let's hit the traffic dungeon for the first time, which is forecast ahead and Blue Water News.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Right now, we are operating under an all clear. We've got heavy traffic, Montgomery and busy in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but no major problems anywhere. Just that afternoon congestion. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Your ticket to success is at Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll right now at trenumstate.edu. Uncle Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The results of Tuesday's primary runoff for the state's newly redrawn 2nd Congressional District are in. Shamari Figures won the Democratic nomination with 58% of the vote. In the Republican runoff, Caroline Dobson overcame former state legislator Dick Brubaker with 56% of the vote. Alabama lawmakers on Tuesday appointed a conference committee to try to negotiate a compromise between the House and Senate on gambling legislation. The two chambers are at odds on whether to allow sports betting in multiple casinos in the state. The City of Montgomery's sanitation moratorium on bagging leaves and other debris has ended. Effective immediately, all yard debris such as leaves, pine straw, and grass clippings must be put in containers or bags. Uncontained piles of debris will no longer be picked up. The City Council is responsible for the change. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. This just in at 327. Two shooting victims in the last hour. Two shooting victims in the last hour, one on Troy Highway, the second one in the 800 block of Legends Drive, which is off Taylor Road near Vaughan. Not exactly an inner city kind of incident. They called for medics on the first one, saying the victim was bleeding out. Tell me again about that initiative, that summit with Selma.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is Wednesday. Week is half through. Too many things I gotta do. Only 2 days until the weekend. This stupid job takes all my time. Always at work, I'm going berserk. Wish I could quit this job, but I gotta get some pay. I will someday, but for right now, I'm working hump day.
Hump day, hump day.
.44, if you're just joining us, we talked about it this morning. I'm sure it was a topic all day. I know I heard some of it on Joey's show today. The city council meeting last night where the public showed up. Minus the burning torches this time. To express their feelings and passion about the utter lack of safety. And if that's our perception, that's our reality. You can come up and with all the wonky statistics and twist numbers any way you want. If people are feeling that way, that's their reality. It's my reality. Because I really want to love this place. And I do. Most of it. But this is a real important issue. This is just, this cannot go on. And already today, I just mentioned it in case you just tuned in, we've had two shootings in the last hour. Two. Let me revisit those locations for you. One on Troy Highway and the other one in the 800 block of Legends Drive, which is off Taylor Road near Vaughan. Not to mention, and we're going to go back to the city council meeting because I want to hear about the woman who is now paralyzed from the chest down because she got caught in the crossfire. I'm going to say it again. Nobody does that. Because one thing criminals have in common is they don't want to go to jail. They don't want to be held responsible for what they do. And I'm pretty sure that things like that don't happen unless they think they're going to get away with it. So let's return to this meeting yesterday and hear some more.
Miss Freda Owens. Miss Freda Owens. Miss Freda Owens.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Freda Owens. I have my family here with me. I apologize for being so emotional. First, thank you very much for allowing me to speak with you concerning the horrific, senseless shooting on Friday, April 12th, 2024, at approximately 1 p.m. on the Atlanta Highway. My 43-year-old daughter, Amy Dix, is the victim of this crime. At 1:12 p.m. on that Friday, I answered my phone. Mama, Mama, I've been shot. I'm going to die. Mama, I love you. I can't move. I love you. Take care of Ella. I thought this must be a prank call. I looked at my phone. It was Amy. As you see on the screen, that is my beautiful daughter with her wonderful husband, Joe, and her 17-year-old daughter, Ella Grace. As Amy was on the phone, I heard voices. I wasn't sure who they were. Amy could no longer respond to me. I heard someone say, "Can't get a BP, a blood pressure."
Wow.
Three times, no pressure. As a nurse, I know what no BP means. Maybe you have experienced a traumatic event as this, but if you haven't, it is gut-wrenching. It is terrifying. As I drove an hour and a half to get to her, I could only wonder if my precious Amy was alive or dead. Amy's a wonderful person. She's a devoted wife. She's a loving mother. She's precious to her entire family. She's a friend to many people. Now she will add victim to her name and is a Montgomery County crime statistic. Amy recounted her experience to
me. Ms. Owens, come on. Can we allow you one more minute to wrap it up? I know you got some other speakers.
No, sir. I have to finish.
I'm going to allow you to finish, but I'm going to allow you one more minute. I understand where you're trying to go, but I got several people that want to speak.
What an idiot. I'm sorry, man. You
she
suck.
Heard many gunshots. She wondered what was happening. She slid down in her seat until she did not hear any other gunshots. She sat up and pow! She was hit.
She's bullet went through her left shoulder, her rib, her lung, and landed in her spine. As she became weaker, an officer asked her name. Amy said to me, I could hear him. I could not respond. The officer said, huh, she don't want to give us her name. I heard that. Amy's daughter, as you see on the screen, my granddaughter Ella, travels that Atlanta highway 5 days a week to get to her school.
I'm pausing it there because did you hear what I heard?
Yeah.
She heard the officer. She don't want to give us her name. She's got a bullet in her, damn it! God! I want to know who that guy was. Put out. Can't give her name. Oh, God. This is just turning into a forking nightmare.
She's not safe. Do you think she's safe? The news media reported this was a non-life-threatening event.
Okay.
I understand they get their information from an information officer. They're not professionals. They're basing that on the few minutes they're there. This was life-threatening. A punctured lung is life-threatening. It is absolutely life-altering. Crime has overridden Montgomery, Alabama. It is out of control. I pray each of you, as elected officials, will do your job to the best of your ability to find a solution to this problem. I pray each of you will be proactive with this challenge. The shooting was senseless, impacted not only Amy, but a husband, a daughter, an aunt, and many other family members. This shooting has impacted Amy and left her family financially for the rest of her life. The crime situation in Montgomery, Alabama is unacceptable. And I join... I join with the citizens who are represented here this evening and call for action now, immediately. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence.
I can't talk right now. She was magnificent. To be able to go up there and with such clarity and passion and make her points while her daughter is facing the rest of her life requiring assistance. How many of us could have done that? But it was important enough for her to make that point at the hearing yesterday to get past the personal angst and say what she did. That was just incredible. And by the way, what are they doing? Has anybody heard anything today? Should I check the local news sites, see what they're told to print? She won't tell us her name. Oh, God, it's mortifying. It really is. The segment of the show brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Tremendous legacy at MPB. Because Donnie Turner, going way back, he is, by the way, the ultimate car guy. If you ever want an opinion about a car or a vehicle, that's the brain you want to pick right there. When Donnie was actually, it wasn't his plan to open a business. He wanted to work in that business, body repair, and did. But at the time, going back, four decades here, he was told to overlook certain things or do certain things that were unethical because the owner of the business was unethical. Well, the customer's not going to know. And Donnie's reply was, I will know, and I will not do that. Got fired. For the consumer in Montgomery, that was probably one of the better events that's happened in the last four decades because it compelled him, the only way it's going to get done right is if I do it my way. So MPB is born. And now when you're in an accident, and I've heard stories recently that people are getting cajoled and almost bullied into picking a certain body shop because the adjuster of the insurance company wants that, but the law says you get to decide. So just tell them to stick a cork in it. You want Montgomery Paint and Body because you want it done right. Not just done, done right. And that's what happens when you call 27-WRECK with a W. If your car can't be driven, have it towed to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane or call 27-WRECK with a W as soon as you get your claim number from that adjuster and let them get to work on making your car look as good as new, maybe better.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
We are still looking good around the area this afternoon. We're not hearing of any problems anywhere, but we do see a lot of heavy traffic on the interstates. I-85 and 65 through Montgomery. The boulevard's light to mostly moderate. And Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. Buckle up and be safe out there. We're keeping an eye on traffic for you. Larry Leibach been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J. for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Takeback Event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota and get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP, $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is not headline news. McDonald's officially began selling Krispy Kreme donuts. Your move, Ozempic. Pamela Anderson has joined the Naked Gun remake. Naked.